Kia ora, Kofu Smitho. Nau mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. Parliament began its September sitting block today, but really MPs only met to not meet in order to show respect following the unexpected death last week of the Māori King. This is the third time the House has done so in the last year. Almost exactly a year ago, Parliament called Taihoa on its work for the death of Queen Elizabeth, and in February it was for the sudden death of brand new Green MP Whaanono Efeso Collins. Typically this sort of thing only occurs very occasionally, usually on the demise of a former Prime Minister. Today though, MPs marked the late leader of the Māori Kingitanga. But before they adjourned, there were speeches. Christopher Luxon.
On behalf of the government, I would like to extend our deepest condolences to his family, to the Kingitanga, and to all of those who were touched by his leadership. As Kingi Tuheitia made his final journey along the Waikato River from Puranga Waiwai to his resting place at his ancestral maunga, Taupuri, thousands gathered from all corners of our country and the world to pay their respects, a testament to the profound impact that he has had on so many lives. Kingi Tuheitia's passing marks the end of an era, but his spirit and legacy will continue to inspire for generations to come. Rest in peace, Kingi Tuheitia.
Labour leader Chris Hipkins remembered time with Kingi Tuheitia when they travelled for the coronation of King Charles.
And I confessed to him then, relatively new in the job as leader of the Labour Party and at that point Prime Minister of New Zealand, that issues to do with Te Reo Māori, and particularly any issues that involved me speaking in Te Reo Māori, always made me nervous. And they would make me nervous because no matter how much I practiced my mihi beforehand, I could have it absolutely perfect before I stood up to speak. Under pressure of saying it in front of somebody else, I would inevitably speed up, I would trip over my words and I would get it wrong. And he said to me, and I've always remembered it, he said, the important thing is that you try, because people will acknowledge you for trying, and that is the important thing, and if you keep trying, you'll get better. And I think to some extent that actually reflects the relationship between the Crown, the government, and Māori. We have to keep trying, and we won't always get it right. And as we pursue kotahitanga, as we pursue unity and togetherness, there will undoubtedly be bumps in that road. But the key thing is, with goodwill and with effort, we can continue to make progress.
For the Green Party, Chloe Swarbrick.
Much like the Honourable Chris Hipkins, or the Right Honourable Chris Hipkins, in the times that I have had the opportunity to speak and engage at Turanga Waiwai Marae, I need to acknowledge that I have had my heart in my throat and have been shaking in my boots. And Mr Speaker, the thing that Kingi Tuheitia taught me is that that sense of fear or trepidation that comes effectively from a sense of cultural ignorance is not something that should spur fear, but in fact is an invitation. It is an opportunity to learn and to break down barriers. And Kingi Tuheitia made that learning an incredibly safe prospect. He made trying and reaching out and engaging and participating and working through discomfort something that all of us should not fear, but something that all of us should aspire to.
It was an occasion that called for at least some te reo from every speaker, and every leader included Māori with more or less success. David Seymour from ACT.
E whakaike mai ngā iwi katoa ki runga I Turanga Waiwai Marae. I eke mai mātou I runga I te nākau aroha te whakapiripiri me te pouri. Nā koutou e tangi ana, nā tātou katoa e tangi. The tribes of the world gathered to Turanga Waiwai Marae. We arrived to share a gesture of love, to come together, to celebrate and to grieve. You shared your sorrow and pain, and thank you for sharing your family member with the world.
Winston Peters was absent, so for New Zealand First, Shane Jones led off.
But as he grew into the role, it would be very churlish and it would be negative of any Kiwi not to acknowledge in the latter stage of his career, he found the sweet spot. Not only did he provide an opportunity for the various iwi to come together, but he sought to reach out and be a figure that went beyond the ebb and flow of politics and indeed the other debates that swirl around and make us Kiwis. So we salute those efforts of his. As I said in our Māori language, He is not the ika whakawera, i.e. the boaster. He is not the waha papa, the loudmouth. He was the humarika, the one who appreciated the dignity of silence and often let silence do his talking for him.
And for Te Pāti Māori, Debbie Narewa Packer, whose Taranaki iwi has close links to the kingitanga.
But what I would do all ask is Aotearoa that we take that moment and embrace that, because that is our history. That is something that we all wakapapa to, under te tiriti. We all belong to the kingitanga. We all were part of the vision for a united Aotearoa. We all need to be reminded of our role, as the kingi did. He encouraged that we continue to look after each other, that we weather the storm, and we weather the storm together. Not by some standing over there under shelter and some being left behind. Māori are the forever people, but we must also remember we are the forever hosts, and we must forever host and look after our visitors. Nō reiri, te āhuatanga o tā tātou, tupuna, haere, 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 I te kingi. And to our ariki kui, ngā waihono i te pō, long live the kingitanga. Kia ora. Kia ora.
You've been listening to The House. E te whakaronga koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Matawa.